east and west, further stretch, troubling the action. Never rest till I get your request for some traction. I'm gonna hit you with all my got. I'm gonna hit you with all I got. Close your eyes, all I got.
You're tuned to Eden FM. This is your voice in paradise. Wonderful to be with you. Just gone almost quarter past the hour of 8 o'clock. Wonderful to be in your company this evening. And a part of our weekly connection, our weekly talk, if it comes to our farmers program or farms program here on Eden FM, on the line with me today, and we're discussing foot and mouth disease, something that are permanent in our communities, especially if it comes to our agriculture environment. And on the line with me, I have Mary James. She's head of communications at the Western Cape Department of Agriculture. Let me first greet her and welcome her to Eden FM. Good evening.
Good evening, Jason. Thank you for having me on the station.
Wonderful to have you here on Eden FM, your voice in paradise. And as I mentioned to the listeners, our discussion is about foot and mouth disease. And we're going to talk about that this evening. So maybe we can start off our conversation telling us more briefly, explaining to us what foot and mouth disease is and why it is such a serious concern for livestock, farmers and the Western Cape economy.
So foot and mouth disease is a highly contagious viral disease that affects cloven-hoofed animals. The virus causes blisters and sores in the mouth, so that is your gums and the lips and tongue of the animals, resulting in difficulty in eating. And excessive drooling is often seen as well. So the blisters and the sores also occur between the toes, causing the animals to limp and not want to walk around. Especially in the dairy cows, sores can develop on the teeth, causing a drop in the milk production and can lead to mastitis, which can have a lifelong effect on the cows, and they may even need to be culled for the welfare and production purposes. We have also seen that calves are very susceptible, and you can have a big spike in the mortality, especially amongst the calves.
Now, where has foot and mouth disease been identified in the Western Cape, and what action has the department taken to contain it?
So in the Mossel Bay area of the Garden Route, 5 farms have tested positive for FMD, communal areas in the Bulland area, and on the dairy farms of the Malmesbury area as well. And suspected farms are immediately placed under quarantine, and where strong suspicion of FMD exists, they're also vaccinated. Depending on the situation, a 3-kilometer or a 10-kilometer quarantine zone is then implemented, with the farms being inspected and sampled and the cattle vaccinated to contain the spread.
Thank you for that. Something that was identified here in our reception area as well. Now, what does biosecurity mean in practical terms, especially for farmers, transporters and communities?
So biosecurity is taking steps to ensure that anything and anyone coming onto a farm or in contact with animals does not pose a risk of bringing the virus in. Mm-hmm. That's the simplest way to explain it.
Now, what simple actions can people take every day to reduce the risk of spreading this virus or disease?
So the best way is to avoid contact with animals or farms when not necessary, and don't go from farm to farm without changing clothes and shoes or sanitizing properly, including the vehicles, because that's the easiest way of actually spreading it.
You're tuned to Eden FM. This is Your Voice in Paradise. On a Thursday evening, we're talking about the foot and mouth disease and giving more details on this matter, especially in our area as well. And on the line telephonically, I have Mary James, Head of Communications for the Western Cape Department of Agriculture, in our studio via telephone line. Now, we were talking about the simple action that people can take. Why is human movement, vehicles and equipment such? I have Mary James, Head of Communications for the Western Cape Department of Agriculture, in our studio via telephone line. Now, we were talking about the simple action that people can take. Why is human movement, vehicles and equipment such a major risk factor in spreading the disease?
So Jason, the virus can spread by indirectly via fomites, that's contamination such as saliva and manure on vehicle tires or on clothes or even the shoes and hands can mechanically carry the virus around.
And how does everyone's behavior directly impact whether the outbreak is controlled or worsened?
So adhering to the quarantine and disinfection guidelines assist in stopping the spread of this disease. And that's the best way to actually ensure that one ensures control of this disease as well.
Now, for lastly, before we need to greet each other for this discussion, for the latest updates of an official guidance, people can visit www.elsenburg.com and report any suspected cases of or to your nearest state veterinarian. Biosecurity is a shared responsibility. Any last words from your side?
Yes. Now, I just want to thank you as, you know, it's also very responsible for community radio stations to also just, you know, play their part in ensuring that everyone is aware of foot and mouth disease. But I also just want to alert citizens that if they do want to report concerns or get reliable information, they can also contact a hotline, a foot and mouth disease hotline number, which is 080-928-4102. And when you call, you can press 1 for the SMB support. And as you had said, they can also visit the department's website, which is www.alsenburg.com, where as you land on the page, you see a button just for foot and mouth disease information. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of very useful communication toolkits in there as well, from posters to leaflets. So it's very important that we alert the listeners to actually just, if they want to find out more, also just visit the website or call the toll-free number.
Can you give that number to us again, please?
So it's 080-928-4102. So 080-928-4102.
4102.
Correct.
There you have it. Thank you once again, Mary James, for spending some time with us here on the radio this evening. Give us the information needed to make informed decisions, whether going to a farm or where livestock is being kept, or staying away from it, because we don't want to spread the virus to other livestock for that matter. But thank you for giving us all the information, or some of the information that is needed. I think it's important for our communities and our listeners to go to a specific, go to the website, go read up more about the foot and mouth disease. And what is the cause, how is it spread and so forth, so that you as a citizen in the reception area of Eden FM knows what to do before you go to a farm, or when you are there, how to protect and make sure you don't spread the disease further. You myself have a wonderful evening, and thank you once again for the time spent here with us on Eden FM.
Thank you, Jason. If I can just add one more thing, I almost forgot,
yes.
And that is, if there are other questions that the listeners might have, they're also encouraged to visit their nearest state veterinarian. We have state veterinarians spread throughout the province. So I encourage them to visit the website, where they will find the closest state veterinarian in their area. They can also visit the municipality, where they can also get information. So there's multiple ways in which they can actually find out more, and I just wanted to encourage them to use those different avenues as well. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you, and you must have a wonderful evening further.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was all the way from the Western Cape Department of Agriculture. I had on the line with me this evening Mary James. She's head of communication for the Western Cape Department of Agriculture. And please make sure to visit the website www.elsenburg.com. www.elsenburg.com, and get some information, and also communicate if you may find out that the you are in an area where the foot and mouth disease can be, and they will help you to get to the closest veterinarian, specifically the state veterinarian, and biosecurity to help make sure that they curb the spread of this virus. But for my side, Jason Stanley, have a wonderful evening further. I will chat to you once again between 10 and 12 here on Eden FM, your voice in paradise.
Ramadan is not 30 days. It is 30 chances. And every sunset, one of those chances disappears. Let me ask you something gently. If tonight was your last night of Ramadan, would you be satisfied with what you did today? We fast. We feel hungry. We wait for Maghrib. But hunger alone does not change a heart. You can go an entire day without food and still carry the same sins, the same distance, the same unopened door between you and Allah. And that is the scary part. Because Ramadan does not stay. Days move quickly. The first 10 pass. Then the middle. Then suddenly people are saying, where did it go? So here is the real question. What is the one thing that must never be missing from your Ramadan day? Not 10 things, not a long checklist, not something complicated, just one thing. Something so powerful that if you did it every single day, your Ramadan would not be empty. Something that protects your fasting, cleans your heart, and secures your night. Because my brother, my sister, you cannot control how many Ramadans you will see. But you can control what you do today. So don't let a single day in Ramadan pass without doing this. Let us slow down for a moment. Because this part is uncomfortable. Some Ramadan days look strong from the outside. You woke up for suhoor. You felt the hunger. You